Welcome back. It's another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall, coming to you from Twin Cities Orthopedic Studios at Winter Park, fresh off another preseason victory for your Minnesota Vikings. They are 3-0 this preseason, the preseason finale Thursday against the Rams. That means this edition of the Pick Six is the last pre-regular season edition of the Pick Six. We get down to business starting next week. For now, let's get to the questions you guys have. Question number one comes from Salvador in Mexico. Do you think Alex Boone is doing a good job with the O-line, and how much have you seen the Vikings O-line improve from last year? Well, let's just take head coach Mike Zimmer's word for it. Last week, he made a comment about how well Matt Khalil and Alex Boone had been working together on the left side of that offensive line. If that holds true for the regular season, the Vikings are going to be in great shape. They have some new pieces on the right side, so any help that the Vikings need to assign over there via a fullback or a tight end is great. I think you're going to be able to leave that left side alone with Khalil and Boone holding down the fort. Our next question comes from Austin. I would like to hear what you have to say about Treadwell not being very involved this preseason so far. I hope that changes. Well, Austin, I think you are going to be happy with what you see from Treadwell during the regular season. What I've seen from him in the preseason has been encouraging. Love seeing him climb the ladder and get that two-point conversion against the San Diego Chargers. And remember, back to the Bengals game, the first preseason game this year, Laquon Treadwell was certainly a factor. So I like what we've seen from Laquon. I think he's been very involved. He's a great blocker in the run game, and that's important on this team because we have Adrian Peterson. So I think Treadwell is a great fit in this offense. Roger has the next question. He's going to defense. I have seen a few big runs against us with the first teamers in. Are you concerned? Well, I think there was more concern following the Bengals game with the run defense, but following this game, you have to be pretty pleased. They did give up the long run to Melvin Gordon, but head coach Mike Zimmer took the blame for that after the game with a play call. By and large, against the Chargers, the Vikings' run defense was pretty good. Go back and watch the game or look at the play-by-play. Lots of gains of 0, 1, 2, or 3 yards for the Chargers' running game. They did give up that long run. Other than that, the run defense was pretty sound. I think that part of the defense is improving. The next question goes to James. Why was Sendejo playing into the fourth quarter against the Chargers? Understandable question. After all, he is right now penciled in as a starter, and it's very rare to see starters play that deep into a preseason game, even the third preseason game. But the Vikings were a little short-handed at safety in that game with injuries to both Antoine Exum and Michael Griffin. So they were in a pinch. Sendejo had to step in. Nice to have a guy like that who you can play throughout the preseason. But hopefully, Sendejo won't have to play much in the preseason finale on Thursday. Our next question comes from Robert. Several times during Sunday's game, players slipped on the field. What is the plan solution? Is it a big concern? Mike Zimmer addressed this in the post-game press conference after the game, said he talked to the players, and the players said the footing was good. So although there were a few slips, I think it was well within reason of a normal NFL game. Not a big concern there. And our final question comes from Tom. Could you update the status of Kendricks? I live in Florida, where Vikings info is pretty sparse. Well, Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer said after the game that he was erring on the side of caution with some of the guys who didn't start. I assume he was lumping Kendricks in with that group. I think he'll be good to go for the regular season. But as far as your Vikings info, that's the bigger concern. It's sparse in Florida. We have a solution for you. Download the Vikings app. All of our content delivered straight to your favorite mobile device. Go to the iTunes store or Vikings.com right now for more information on that. If you have not downloaded the Vikings app, you are missing out. So do it right now. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick Six, but we're going to be back next week. So please continue to send your questions in to the email address at the bottom of the screen, and you might be in next week's Pick Six.